USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A bit of a panic at a vigil last night being held for four people killed in the school shooting in Oxford, Michigan, as someone in a crowd at the vigil faints. Right after that, some sounds of what some folks thought were gunshots were heard.
Stay calm! Stay calm! Stay calm, everyone! It's all right!
That's the county executive who was addressing the crowd at the time. Overnight, the parents of the alleged gunman in that school shooting were arrested as James and Jennifer Crumbly were found hiding in a basement of an East Detroit industrial building. The police say they believe somebody helped them into that building to hide, so that person's now being sought. The 15-year-old, Ethan Crumbly, is accused of killing four students and wounding seven with a gun that his parents bought for him on Black Friday. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. And what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate when compared to health insurance. Double. It really is remarkable. There's more than 400,000 members now who have shared more than $4 billion in medical bills, so they can handle your bills too. And here's the thing, if you join before December 15th, they'll waive your new member fee, so that's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, but call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline, December 15th, so call now and you'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Pennsylvania will provide a $6.6 million grant to a Pittsburgh synagogue that was the site of the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. 11 people were shot and killed and 6 other people wounded when an openly anti-Semitic gunman opened fire there in October of 2018. That grant money is coming from the state's Redevelopment Assistance Capital Program. Arguably America's most dangerous profession, more and more law enforcement lives are being lost on an almost daily basis, it seems. The latest death, a North Texas cop who died in a shooting incident yesterday. Here's the police chief.
While investigating the disturbance, a male suspect produced a firearm. Officer was struck 2 times.
The shooting of the over 20-year veteran of the force happened yesterday afternoon in a parking lot in Cartwright. The suspect was wounded as well in the shootout and remains at a Dallas hospital. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's voice being an issue of concern to some reporters during a briefing yesterday at the White House. The 79-year-old was asked about his voice sounding noticeably different.
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see COVID test.
The White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki also telling reporters later at the White House briefing.
The president, again, was tested, as we put out in a transparent piece of information from his doctor, where he received a response quickly from that test, enabling him to proceed.
The president says it's a cold that he caught from a 1.5-year-old grandson who has a cold as well and likes to kiss his pop. In the words of President Biden, welcome to the Bitcoin age. $1 billion worth of Bitcoin seized by the U.S. government a while back has now tripled in value as it has sat in the government's coffers. An NBC News report says cryptocurrency was confiscated from a dark web forum that was selling illegal products in November of 2020. At the time, it was worth about $1 billion. Since then, the value has risen significantly to about $3 billion. An IRS spokesman says the Bitcoin will be auctioned off by the U.S. government. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.